Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
It is episode 191. The name of the show is 2 Deadpool.
And it's Vans on Patrol time!
Summer movie edition. It's summertime now, y'all, man. It's May, and the summer movies is rolling. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my entire posse, the lovely, the sensitive, the vivacious Miss Tipplebot. How are you, Tip?
I am great. I'm excited.
Oh, you sound so excited. You must have did something you like this week, huh?
I did a lot of stuff I like.
All right, then. And the smooth one himself.
S-M-O-O-V-E spells smooth, not Dwayne.
And he is back.
Yep, back.
Took you a little sabbatical last week, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, work is cool. It's good to have jobs. You know?
Yeah, you gotta eat.
So we got a pretty exciting show this week, y'all. It's summertime, man, and we're gonna get to Deep Blue Sea. Don't get me wrong. We're gonna get there, but we had to do this one, man.
Oh, of course.
So Deadpool came out last week. So was it last week? I think it was last week.
Yeah, last week.
And so we're gonna do our discussion, review of spoiler everything of Deadpool 2. Boba Fett got some news, man. Believe it or not, there is some Star Wars news. So let's crank it back up and see if we can keep the Star Wars news going on the show.
It's your favorite. Well, that and Transformers.
Oh, Transformers news we ain't talking about on the show, but I'm gonna have to squeeze it in some kind of way. Anyway, Matt Groening, man, that's the Simpsons guy.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
he's got a new show, man. Well, look, y'all know I'm sitting here like it's a question, but he got some news coming up with some Netflix stuff. And we got some Star Wars Park news, man. You know, they're doing their thing over there in Disney, man.
It's getting close, too.
It's time to rake in all the cheese and the cheddar and the ducats and the coin and anything else. And what we got? What we're watching this week, man, because it's a whole bunch of season finales that happened this week, man. So it's plenty to talk about on that one. And we're continuing our series with our brand new Avengers number 2, you know, so we started that last week and we was trying to decide if we were going to do it. We said we was going to do it, but, you know, reading the second book, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And that'll be it, man. We'll do Deadpool and then we'll get the hell out of here and let everybody enjoy all the barbecue that happens on Memorial Day weekend. You know, everything in America either turns into buying something or barbecue, you know.
Yeah, right? That's fine.
That's the holidays. We're so petty. You people are petty and small. Anyway, saying all that, man, you guys ready to get it on?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, man, we are back. Tiffobot, what you got, kind of news you got for us this week?
Okay, so I put in here that Star Wars, the next spinoff that they announced is going to be a Boba Fett movie.
Star Wars fans, this is the one y'all been waiting on. Oh my goodness.
Well, since you guys are excited, and I was going to ask you, because like for me, I know we've discussed that Star Wars, I like it, but I'm not like a super fan.
Right.
So explain to me, give me the excitement about this Boba Fett movie.
Okay, this is a two-part excitement thing, because you got
okay.
You got the anti-Bobas and you got the pro-Bobas, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the anti-Bobas is always like, man, what did he do? All he did was walk around and just look at the screen and walk away.
That is true. That is true.
Then the only thing he really did was hit the jetpack and fall to his death.
Right.
So, you know, you have that, right?
Yeah, you do have that.
And then you have the... It was a mystery of the man that it was that certain something that je ne sais quoi, that thing that he would just walk into the room and you just knew he was up to something and he was just a badass. We never see them do no bad stuff, but he just badass. And then the way he spoke to Vader, he said, hey, he means a lot to me. And what else did he say? He was like, no disintegration. So we just knew he would kill you, right?
Right.
What about you, Smooth?
Exactly. Boba Fett, like you said, he was... They introduced this action figure actually in the first Star Wars, I believe. Remember? Remember they said that?
They did that actually after the holiday special because
right.
he had a...
Yeah, that's right. He had a holiday little...
He was on yeah. a... Yeah, the best thing about the holiday special, but it still didn't make no sense, was that cartoon.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And I didn't like him. I was like, man, he got the best of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 6 years old. This is bull crap.
Right, yeah, that, exactly. Yeah,
he ain't supposed to win.
Not, yeah, exactly. You're the bad guy's not supposed to be.
He's outsmarted Luke. How dare you? Right.
Right.
And then next thing you know, they did the action figure.
Mm-hmm. And that's what catapulted him to his like you said, his mysteries.
But he did look cool in Empire walking around.
He was.
Man. All the bounty hunters actually look cool except for Din Djar. You know,
Din Djar, which was that was the rap, the dude with the garbage bandage. Cans. Yeah, with the bandage and shit.
But
I can see how exciting this is because. For me, I'm like, okay, but you guys are like, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot to say about this character who, you know, doesn't speak a lot or whatever, but he has, like, this pull to people, even if you hate him or like him or whatever.
Well, now let's talk about some of the bad stuff.
So, yeah, tell me.
So they brought him in the Attack of the Clones as this little bitty kid, and the actor who was playing him... Mm-hmm. They did a voiceover because his voice is like really high pitched, and so
really
to use that little, you know, it was crazy. Yeah. And so they introduced him there, and he was, you know, he's a clone, but an unaltered clone,
right?
You know, so they added some background, and I think fans were pissed because they was like, he don't need no background, just let it be, you know.
Really?
Like
I thought that was necessary. I kind of enjoyed seeing little young Boba Fett.
I never had to see that ever. I just didn't.
I mean, it was cool to me.
And. Him and his dad flying around, get him, dad, get him, you know, and it was just stupid. That was stupid too.
Fire!
This little bitty kid is like Bonnie and Clyde, you know. It just, and then with the little feather hair, dude, he just looked, it was ridiculous. Anyway, Mace Windu cut off the head.
I ain't gonna shit on him.
He's sitting there holding his daddy's head.
Now that was now that part. I mean, that was kind of cheesy right there, man. I'm not, you know, I'm sorry.
So then the Clone Wars TV show had a lot of young Boba, which they was kind of making them. You know, more. But the only thing, what they messed up, in my opinion, with the cartoon TV show, was they had Boba, he spoke a lot. He was like the leader of the bounty hunters. I mean, he was doing some cool stuff to be a little kid. You know, he was like maybe like 17 years old on the show because some time had passed, you know.
Right.
But he talked a lot, you know, and we already can see that this dude, he
shoots first.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not talking,
I'm not saying that.
So, but anyway.
Even in the comic book, though, I liked him in the comic.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, now in the comics, they kind of captured the essence of the Fett, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
So now they can do this movie, and the director is big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Logan.
James Marigold, right. So are we going to have a sad Boba?
That seems like it would make sense, right?
It would.
Well, there were some serious badass scenes, but, you know, they upped the ante to a rated R so they can get really graphic and Wolverine. But we know Star Wars is not going to do that. You know, they was pushing it with the PG-13, and they only did that because the man got burnt up.
Right.
And then I think, was the last few movies PG-13 or was they PG? It was probably PG.
Logan's? Wolverine's? Oh, yeah. I think
not Wolverine. No. Star Wars.
Oh, they wore PG-13.
It had to be, because especially when Rey and Kylo Ren was fighting, just stabbing, stabby,
chopping off heads, slicing people in half.
A little rough for a PG rating there.
Right.
So yeah, I'm good with this. You know why? Because I think Rogue One, to me, was with the newer Star Wars movies. That's my favorite one. It replaced Force Awakens to me. I love Force Awakens, but I like Rogue One because it was so gritty.
Yeah, it was.
And you put Boba Fett in that world, man, you got a winner, man. Yeah. You know?
Do you think that they'll like make him more silent in the movie? How would that work as like a standalone?
Well, you know, he don't have to talk much. You know, he could just hit those, I'm gonna kill you. Your ass is mine. Every once in a while.
Sure.
Maybe. He don't have to talk that much. His actions could be the narrative. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you had successful Terminator movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and even like Terminator 2, he had more dialogue, but he didn't talk that much, you know?
But he had people who did.
Other characters talk for him, and you can always do that.
Yeah, as long as, you're going to have the support cast.
What are you doing? Oh, my God, look at him. He's climbing that hook. What is he going to do? You know? So
is that a flamethrower?
Yeah, we're just going to have to see.
I think they'll do fine. They have enough people that they will... You know, work their movie magic.
Well, if you do a Han Solo movie, you gotta do a Boba Fett movie. But I still I'm waiting for my badass Luke movie. Sorry, I want it.
Well, people say that like he already had his movies because they were about him.
No, I want it.
Right.
I think you'll get an Obi-Wan before you get a Luke.
I think they are doing an Obi-Wan, but I would still want to see Jedi Luke.
Not Jedi. Oh yeah, in between, like you said, what?
Force Awakens and Return of the Jedi. Yeah. I want to see full blown ass kicking Luke.
Oh, after the death of Vader.
Yes. I want to see him doing his thing. Anyway, so I'm excited, man, and I'm sure James Marigold. I'm happy with that choice. Even though that's the only movie that I know of his credit. Is anybody else know anything more about him? We know he did Logan. He's set to do Boba Fett. I'm looking at his films here, and now he has a biopic here, and now what the hell?
I think somebody else is out. Oh, 3:10 to Yuma.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That's a long time ago, though. Yeah, but it's still, it was, you know.
Yeah.
It was still good.
So, cowboy picture in space, probably.
Oh, Boba Fett. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what else we got going on, Tiff?
So, Matt Groening has a new show.
Oh, excuse me, I'm going to go use the bathroom and I'll be back. No, I'm just playing.
Oh. He is the creator of, or maybe one of the creators of The Simpsons, and he did Futurama, which I love.
Yeah.
Never saw a single episode of that one.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I saw Simpsons, but I never saw it. I don't know. I just never did watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if you might like it because it's a sci-fi spoof.
It's goofy too, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a fantasy spoof, and it's going to be on Netflix. And I'm kind of excited because this is the first time, as far as I am aware, that he is going to be on non-network television. So he might have some chances to do like maybe a little bit more edgy comedy.
He's going to take F Fairyland and put that on. It's going to be probably over the top. Probably.
Oh yeah, it's Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sex and drinking.
Oh God. Hey, no, so Smooth, how you feel about this, man?
Well, I like it because like Tiff said, it's familiar with The Simpsons and Futurama. You know, Futurama. I watch Futurama too.
Looks like Futurama.
It does.
It does.
It does. You know, the characters look like, you know, Fry and them. So, yeah, I mean, and it's on Netflix, so that way they can do a lot of things that are over the top and will fit for a cartoon. Cartoons are good when you know, saying when it's over the top cussing and stuff because it's funny.
What about you, Tiff? Are you actually looking forward to this? I mean, this is
I want to watch this because I love Futurama and I love fantasy, so I want to see like a jokey fantasy version of, you know, stuff, and they'll make like references and it'll be really funny. It's only 10 episodes, which I like it when they limit a series, because if you give something too much rein, then like 22 episodes, 25 episodes, then you start to run it down into the ground a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know why? Because there's so much else available on television, too. You got to get in and get out, because back in the day, it was always like that. It was never a problem, but there was like maybe, you know, there was three networks now.
Yeah, yeah, right. You got everything.
You got networks, you got cable TV, you got streaming services, you got, wow. I couldn't imagine working in that business. But go ahead, Tiff. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why, I mean, and we've talked about this before, but that's why I like British television, because they set out 10 episodes or whatever, and then they're done.
We got 5 whole shows, and we'll see you in 3 years after that.
Right. So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped about watching this. I mean, and it's like, what I've really noticed about Netflix, and I really enjoy, is that they've been doing this thing lately where they announce something, and then it drops fairly quickly after the announcement.
Yeah, that silly kitty cartoon y'all was talking about was out the same weekend we was talking about.
I didn't even see it yet.
I was like,
did you check that out, Tiff?
No.
I said, it's out now. I was listening back to our show, and I was watching, you know, I was flicking TV, and I was like, oh, the whole thing is out. I said, I wonder, do they know it's out? It's out.
Oh, I'm about to check it out.
I'm sure you are.
That's on Netflix too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
Of course, I have no interest in this.
I know.
So, you know, not whatsoever. I won't even, unless y'all make us watch it for the show, I won't watch it. I just don't.
Oh!
Just don't like
I'm gonna do it.
Stuff like this, man. You know? I don't know. If I watch a cartoon, it's going to be something serious. Like, I think the last serious cartoon I watched was
something serious.
It's going to be serious. It's what was the one with the dragon and the guy went under? Oh, I can't even think of the name of it. It's like the
dragon.
Devil May Cry. Was that it or something like that?
It was
It was brutal. It was rated R.
What about that animated Japan version of Batman. You think you might want to check
that out? I don't want to see that.
You don't?
Nope. Hmm. I looked at it. I saw it. I said, I hate. Okay.
Well, I mean, what is
the Elseworlds? You're getting all worked up. You're working them up.
I know I am. The Elseworlds, like, I actually got Gotham by Gaslight.
I want to see that one, though.
I hated it.
Did you?
Yep. Oh, you did?
I didn't like it at all.
You saw it, Tiff?
No, I'm disappointed.
I didn't like it. It was set in that other time.
Right.
And it was just to me, the concept of Batman is not outdated. There's still plenty of stories for you to talk about, and to put it in this whole different time era was just like, was it
Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, I didn't care. I literally didn't care. You know, I was sitting there and watched the whole thing, and I was like, I don't care about this. And then they did the samurai, and I was like, I don't care.
I kind of want to see that one.
Yeah, I was just, I don't care.
I kind of want to see that one.
And
I was on the fence with the steampunk.
Yeah, that whole concept. I was on the fence too, and then they pushed me over the fence. Right. So I don't want to see that. Right. And I would just give me my Batman, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah. And that's all. But no, I'm not going to watch this. What else we got, Tiff?
Okay, so the last story I put in here is that they've set a time for the release of the theme park for the Star Wars.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to be 2019, summer 2019.
Oh, timing is everything, right?
Yeah.
Solo dropped this weekend. So we got some Boba Fett news, got a little bit of Obi-Wan news. We got some Star Wars Park. So you guys saw the little still that came out. I mean, not the still, the little 5-second movie just showing like
38 seconds or something.
What is it? What is that? What planet was that? That was Naboo, right?
Yeah. It looked like Naboo is all fresh and green.
Probably the last planet in the Star Wars universe I ever want to visit.
Really? That's where it all started, right?
Nobody cares. I'd rather you scoop up a bunch of sand and just let me walk in the middle of the desert.
Tatooine, yeah.
I would.
Go to Tatooine.
I would, some forest, someplace. Hey. Oh, no, well, it's in Florida, so you can't have no snow, but.
Right.
To me, Hoth is my favorite planet.
Oh, man, Hoth is cold.
Hoth is my favorite planet. Next to that is Bespin. I'm sorry. Mm. That's what I want to see.
That's Bespin? Yeah.
Naboo? I would be like,
I would go to Naboo, because that's where it all began. It's all shiny and new.
I would rather just go to Florence and call it a day. I don't need to go to the Florida and walk around.
So are you not excited about it anymore?
I'm excited about it, but I hope it's more to it than just Naboo.
Of course it's going. Of course they're going to add.
But
to
that's
it
all it. Like, but if you saw, like, you remember the thing that was dope, and they had the drone flying over it.
Oh yeah.
Most of it looked like Naboo. I mean, it was mountains, and you know, it would look like that.
Well, you know,
like the main backdrop would be that. Right. You know, and I don't care about Naboo. I never did.
Ah, man.
You know.
Yeah, but these little things aren't. It's not necessarily about the setting itself, which, you know, kind of like the Harry Potter has, like, the Diagon Alley and the train and stuff like that, but it's also about, like, oh, hey, I can go to a shop that they talked about.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's like, that's just the one that they picked, Star Wars stuff in there.
I would rather you do it like the Maasai Temple. You know, that's the rebel base on Yavin 4.
Oh, well. You know. Or Coruscant. No.
I just want to let everybody know who may be listening to this, anybody from Disney, Montego is available for consulting.
Yeah, you bastards.
If you have future plans for parks.
Come talk to a real fan and stop getting these people who was born later after the movies. I've been there from the beginning to the end. I got ideas. I mean, no.
What was the Jedi Temple? What, Coruscant? No, that wasn't Coruscant. What was the Jedi?
That was Coruscant.
Yeah, that was Coruscant. Yeah, they do that.
Give a damn about Coruscant.
Ah, come on. Dude.
Old school, man.
So what do you...
Old school?
A desert. Nobody wants to... A lot of people are going to like, a desert?
No. So,
I mean...
No, you
can... We'll put a sandbox out for you, Montego.
Mos Eisley?
Mos Eisley, right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do a dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, I feel you. Mos Eisley, yeah. With the bar and I feel you.
Right.
Stormtroopers walking
around.
Or
bullying people.
Yeah, where are you going?
Smacking old ladies.
No, I'm going too far with that one, but yeah. I feel you.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
So, lukewarm fan, how do you feel about this?
Me? I don't give a shit about it.
Damn!
I wouldn't even... If someone was like, here's two free tickets, I'd be like, I'm going to find somebody who might want these.
Listen, we're going to go Shanghai, Tiff, down to the park and make her take Fans of Patrol pictures... Through everything.
Oh my god.
The three of us.
Frowning.
Right.
Oh my god!
Right, this
which is the park that has the pineapple whip or whatever that people talk about? Is that the Disneyland
pineapple whip?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. People talk about this pineapple whip ice cream you can only get at Disneyland.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'll go there for that.
Shit costs so much at Disneyland. Every time I walk past food, I just shudder. Like, oh,
well, I know the big now the big the big pterodactyl drumsticks that they sell out there are delicious though. I like those.
Oh, you mean like a big turkey leg?
Yeah. Man, I spent so much money on food the last time I went to Disney, and it was like regular food. It wasn't even good food. And I'm like,
Can you bring food into the park?
Hell no.
Are you serious?
Food up in there. Are you crazy? Right. We need all that money. We need everything you have in your pockets when you get in here.
Hey, they will have you executed.
Right. Oh my god, right. You guys, I've not been to like a Disney park since I was a small child.
You ain't bringing
listen, body. My family of four, we would do lunch, right?
Yeah,
We would do lunch, and it would be like chicken nuggets and fries, and I would end up spending like $120. And I'm not even playing. And that was garbage food. And you're like, damn, I just spent $120 on garbage. Garbage.
You're making me really sad. That makes me not want to go to a Disney park.
Well, no, you just have to.
It's all about the. You got to plan.
You got to plan it, yeah.
Here's what I do. I'm just not going to eat anything, but I will spend money, like absurd amount of money on alcohol, but I won't have to buy that much because I won't have eaten anything. I'll get super drunk.
Do they got alcohol at Disney? I don't remember seeing no alcohol. Maybe a beer or two.
I was about to say, I didn't even.
Doesn't Disney World have, like, fancy drinks?
They do. I mean, yeah, they do, but. Because we was with the kids so much, we didn't really,
Oh, shit, wow. Now I'm depressed. Let's get off of this topic, man.
I'm sorry.
The hell with Star Wars.
You know what make you feel better?
What's that?
They're canceling a Transformers movie.
You rotten bastard. Look
at that. Which one? They canceling the Bumblebee? Or all of them?
They said it wasn't going to be no more on the schedule.
They just stopped production on them.
Yeah, and that Bumblebee was supposed to come out, what, next year?
Damn.
So I think they shut it down. Son. Hit that shut them down music. God damn, I feel militant now, man. How dare y'all shut us down, man? Listen, y'all got two fans over here. Me and Dwayne still want to see it, man.
I want to see that stuff, yo. I want to see big, clunky robots, even though the acting may be bad and the plot may be bad.
Look at
we
want to
see
Tip is full of glee over there, man.
I'm smiling, and nobody can see me, but I'm smiling.
They shut us down, bro.
I know, man. You guys made millions of dollars off the Transformers.
There will be no more Optimus Prime.
I don't understand is because it did make money.
It made money, even though these guys might have thought it was hot garbage.
It might have. Every movie made a butt ton.
It made
money. Goodness.
Isn't that the American way now? As long as, you know, if morals are compromised, as long as you're making money, doesn't matter, right?
This is like pirates movies. You know, they done got so terrible, they still make a butt ton of money.
Right.
I don't know about that last one.
Put a dog turd in a bag and I'll send it down to you guys.
Oh, Tiffle. Oh, I will set that sucker on fire and send it right back to you. Yeah, so they canceled Big Optimus, man. It's off the schedules.
You know what? It won't be off long because it'll be a petition.
No, it won't be no petition. You know what they're going to do?
What?
They're going to rejuggle it up and try to make it better and come back hardcore.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, you're right.
And you might like it when it comes back. You might like it the next time it come back, Tiffy. Yeah. It might be imagined by somebody totally different. Mm-hmm. What they ought to do is just cancel that G.I. Joe and do that G.I. Joe Transformers crossover. Like in the comics.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I did like that.
Keep the Transformers old school. Don't update them.
Well, yeah.
You know, make them look like they did. You know what I'm saying? But real.
But how would you do Megatron, though?
You wouldn't do Megatron.
Why?
Well, you got to do them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like the dudes explained before, the math on Cybertron is different.
So that makes no sense because math is universal, yo.
Fuck that.
Well, I mean, you know what? It has to work. But like you said, that's all I needed.
You guys are just like, you're taking it and you're making my joy into something that's not happy because you're like talking about the possibility of bringing it back.
We're always the half cup is full with Transformers.
When it comes to the Formers.
When it comes to the Formers, Tim. We are optimists.
Right.
Optimistic.
So I guess that's it for the news, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, hit us with the social media presence there, sir.
Why, sure. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com directly via social media, Twitter, Facebook, on the gram, or at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us, we are on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please give us a review on any of these platforms. That'll help us, you know, boost up in the charts, and that'll be easier for you to find us. And guess what? We'll read your review. No, I mean, Tiff will read your review on the air and make you famous for about 5 minutes. And we also,
seconds.
Yeah, about 5 seconds. And we got some groovy stuff. We got some, you know what I'm saying? We got some good artwork that Montego did. We got some videos and stuff. We got some blogs that people done sent out, you know, with some nice literal things to say. And yeah, check us out.
Okay. So I think that's going to do it right now. It's break time. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with an exciting edition of What You're Watching. Be right back.
Sometimes you better know, you better know.
I don't know about you, but it ain't a crime.
It's not a crime, it's not a crime.
Everyone falls in love sometimes.
Remember that, girl.
I don't know about you, but it ain't a crime.
Hold on, hey, question I ask.
All right, man, we are back. It's time for What You're Watching. If this is your first time listening to Fanzo Patrol, we'll tell you what you're watching is. It's simply that. What are you watching that's on television? On Netflix, on Amazon, on CBS, on any television source. It could even be a movie. But it won't be anything that like a main topic or a main movie or something like that. You know, so I guess sometimes we pull some of that, right? If that's all you was watching. Yeah. But normally we try to, you know, stir up a little conversation about something that's hot or something, or something that's going on. So, Tippobot, what have you been watching?
Okay, so I have two.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. One is I watched that, there's like a Dutch show. I watched the first episode of The Rain.
What, The Rain? Never heard of The Rain.
It's on Netflix. It's like The Rain is like...
I did see that.
Poisonous or like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like a dystopian, like, future... show. I've only watched one episode, but I like it. But what I've been really watching a lot of lately, and it's not current or anything like that, but we've been rewatching Deep Space Nine.
Oh, Captain Sisko. And,
what, Babylon?
Yes.
No, Dwayne, you always say that. It's not Babylon. It's Deep Space Nine.
But what
Star Trek.
Wasn't there a Babylon Deep Space Nine?
Had nothing to do with Star Trek.
Okay.
Hey,
but we've been really enjoying it. I like enjoying it so much more this time even than the last time I watched it.
You know, the first season of that was pretty bad, especially show number two. Do you remember that when they did the Alan Marie, count to one, Alan Marie?
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. It was terrible.
Was the Captain Sisko?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Was one of the ladies that looked like what you call it from Sylvester Stallone's old wife? From the Rocky?
No, Dwayne.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So which one are you on now, Tiff?
So we're in the third season. We just watched The House of Quark, where he marries that Klingon lady.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one, man. I like Quark, man. He always
does it.
That's the ugly dude, right?
With the big, they all ugly, right?
Well, yeah, but they're all ugly, but Quark gets a lot of ladies.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was a bartender, right?
Yeah.
Quark get a lot of ladies.
He was a bartender, right?
They do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a tiny little bastard, too. He always end up, you're like, damn, how?
Oh, yeah.
How, man?
God.
So it's just a fun, so we've been watching it like, while we eat dinner or like before Mike goes to work or whatever.
Nice.
It's a nice way to.
Wholesome, you know, stress-free TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just like, and some of them are, like, you know, like with all Star Trek, some are very, very good. Some are very, very bad.
Man, that Alan Murray one, they should have just never released it, that one, man. That was terrible.
So it's like one of those things where you watch it and you're embarrassed for the people who are doing it.
I was embarrassed when I was like, oh my God, man. I was like, what are they doing?
Can't even look at this.
What were they doing, a musical?
They was doing like hopscotch and singing at the
same time. It was a game, and they're in a game, and they have to do exactly what the girl does, and so they had to sing the song. It was very weird.
Yeah, it was. The dude was just terrible. Alan Marade, count to one. Alan Marade, have some fun. Alan Marade. Oh, it was terrible. Yeah.
Sorry. I can't believe that you remember that.
I do, because it was that bad.
It scarred you for life.
Yes, it did. Smooth, what you watching, man?
I was watching Ball Masters 9009.
Well, no.
Now, that's an Adult Swim cartoon.
I was about to say, it sounds like an adult show.
No, it's not.
it sounds like a porno.
It's animated, man. It's Adult Swim. People know it's called Ball Masters 9009. It's a futuristic cartoon about this about teams that play this game where you got a ball that talks. You gotta get, you know, score goals, but it's a it's a violent game. You electrocute people, you shoot people, and shit like that. And this chick on there, her name is Gaz Digsby, and she was like the supreme player, and you know, she just was partying and stuff, and just went off, you know, fell off. And she wants to get back in the league, and in order for her to get back in the league, she has to be on a team that sucks. And this team sucks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of funny.
You said it's animated?
Yeah, it reminds you of Super Jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's the creators from Super Jail. I think they did this.
That stuff is fucked up and weird.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Tiff. So you know where it's going. So yeah, that's what I've been. You know, I've been watching that.
Sounds like something I would never watch.
Of course.
Oh, you, Montego. This would be your torture.
Okay.
Yeah. Ball Masters 9009.
All right.
I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah. Yeah, you might like it, Tiff. You know what I'm saying? Because it got the characters on there. You know, it's some interesting characters on there. It's a little kid. It's a.
I was distracted by this. Is terrifying. Do not look it up. What are you watching, Montego?
I'm watching three things. I actually just finished three things. It was a season finale week with the superhero shows. So I think Arrow was last week. I watched the season finale for that, and it ended pretty good. I like when you wrap up some stuff, but they leave a little dangly right there. So they wrapped up something that was kind of getting on my nerves because it was like, okay, I'm tired of this. So they wrapped something up. That was cool. And The Flash wrapped up this week. And they wrapped up a big story arc, but then left it dangling. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. They left a super duper dangler out there. And so everybody, if you're on social media, you know they talk about the mysterious character that was lurking around. That wasn't a big deal. But they did wrap up stuff with the big bad kind of. But it's not really wrapped up. So that was all cool. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the season finale last night of Krypton that has been.
You did it.
Somebody else is watching it because they extended it to season two. So I enjoyed it. They did a super duper cliffhanger. They left everything unresolved. They resolved something, but you know it ain't resolved. And then they just really screwed up the whole thing. And I'm so glad they got a season two, because if they would have left it like that, it would have been like, damn, are y'all serious? You know, so I like the show. I know it's only me and Jeffrey. Somebody watching the show
over Steve.
In Canada.
I did see that on the page. You had put that on there. And you were
season two.
I did see that too. Yeah,
you were overzealous.
I'm a little happy there because I'm enjoying the show. I mean, dude, it's not the greatest thing, but it's got me. I enjoy it. I totally enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, ma'am.
Well, I just want to say, my brother is visiting. And he was so excited about the possibility that we were talking about Ball Masters 9009 that he came out here to ask me if that's what we were talking about from bed. He came out from the bedroom and said, "You talking about Ball Masters 9009?
There you go, Spoon.
It's fame, it's an ill show, man.
Somebody else likes something you like. That's a beautiful thing. I think that's going to do it for what you're watching, man. You know, so I had a good week for TV. Don't ask me how I got this TV in. I think it was late every single time I did it. Like I was like sneaking episode, you know, like at really, really late at night. So I got a little TV watching done. So that's cool. All right. So we're going to take another break, man. We're going to come back with our Avengers comic. It's time for In the Comics. We'll be right back.
Follow me, my darling. I'm on the rise. See my son. Playing on their minds. Now believe my darling, feel it inside. See my name with all those flashing lights.
All right, man, we're back, and we got Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, Avengers number 2. Tiff.
1 million years ago, an impossible assembly of gods, mutants, and monsters, led by Odin, vanquished a mad celestial, and the first host was sent to Earth in retaliation. Now, dead celestials are raining from the sky as a horde of unstoppable insects invades from below. And as the final host of dark celestials marches on Earth, the call goes out once more, Avengers Assemble!
Oh boy, you didn't say it, and they didn't even say it in the movie. This is the book number 2, y'all. We started this last week. Jason Aaron, who I like a lot, who just came off. I don't know if he's still doing Thor, but I know he did a long run of Thor, a few years. and Ed McGuinness. So, Tiff already hit the synopsis. Book starts out, man. We got a narration with green writing, so I don't think anybody, if you any kind of fan, you knew who it was, right? Right, yeah. You know,
yes.
Narrating the whole thing, because he's talking about all the Avengers like they're just stupid buffoons anyway and stuff. Right. So we knew who the green narrator was.
Yeah.
And so everybody's doing their thing, man. You know, the art I'm still not a fan of, but it looks a little better, I think, in this book than it did the last book, even though it might look exactly the same. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my mood.
I like the art.
Yeah, you said that last week. What about you, Smooth?
I can see what you're saying. The art isn't bad, but I do not dig.
It's kind of fluffy.
Yeah, I don't dig the character. You know, some of the characters like the She-Hulk on this one page here. Mm-hmm. I don't. You know, like I said, it's not bad art. It's not bad at all. I just don't dig the style.
Okay, so what's going on in this book, man? There, you know, the Vanquisher showed up, right?
Yeah.
Celestials was getting killed, and then the big bad showed up at the end of last week's books. Like, hey, well, yeah, we did this. So it was like two of them, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
And they killed like seemingly hundreds of Celestials. Mm. So this is bad. This is an impossible thing. And so all the heroes are fighting these beings on their own terms in different places. And I kind of like it because it didn't get lost, especially if you read last week's book. But the narration from Loki just makes everything they do, it just seems cliche and stupid, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty good. And so they spend a little time with Robbie, the Ghost Rider, which I kind of like because, you know, most people don't know that much about him. I mean, I do. I was reading the book when it first came out when, you know. And so he meets up with the She-Hulk, and that goes bad. And, you know, this is the new She-Hulk after she lost her power, and her power went out of control. So she's not the sexy, sleek, smart She-Hulk no more. She's basically like Hulk Smash. And so, because Banner was supposed to be dead, I think they bring him back now. I think he might be back already, something like that.
Well, yeah, you knew that was going
to
happen.
Well, they need to.
Well, I was going to say, did she turn like this when she got beat up by Thanos?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, everything went haywire after that. Right. So they're attacking the Celestials, and these Celestials don't give a damn about them. They like gnats and stuff, so they kind of just like barely flea flicking them. And they're trying everything, and nothing is working, man. And the one Celestial does something to the She-Hulk. Says, "Here's a cure," and which I thought was interesting that they barely notice you and stuff. But then there's something going on with Robbie and She-Hulk. They kind of do the back-to-back thing, and then the big bad reveals himself as in days of old past, you know, which brought the Avengers together to begin with.
Right.
So, Tiffelbot, what you think of this book, man? You read this last week.
Yeah, I read them back-to-back, and it didn't. It went by so fast because I really enjoy the story and I'm enjoying, I'm finding myself liking more and more of these because, you know, I liked the movie, obviously, but like, hey, we're in this group. This is this group. This is this group. This is this group. And we're going to obviously all come together at some point. The only thing I don't like, and I get it and I understand, but I like Loki.
Yes.
So when he does like a bad thing, like he does in this.
You're like, bad, Loki, bad. Don't be that bad.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that makes me not like you, and I want to like you.
Well, he started out, he was the reason why it all began. They came together because of him in the beginning. And Loki always goes too far. Always. Yeah. I mean, it is a character flaw. He always goes too damn far. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like he did it all over again, but he went too far.
Yeah.
He's responsible. And you know he's probably in over his head once again. But this Celestial thing, I'm digging it too. What about you, Dwayne?
I think I got to get to the first book to actually appreciate.
Oh, you didn't read number one?
I didn't read number one. No, I didn't. I didn't read.
Oh, you lost cause then. Yeah. Really lost.
Yeah, well, I mean, I listened to you guys, so I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like I don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy the Ghost Rider. You know, he was basically saying, hey, man, I'm scared of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that.
I like him, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of, you know, so I'm gravitating towards that.
I'm going to tell you one thing I don't like about him.
What's up?
Okay, it's been a couple books.
Mm-hmm.
The Clark Kent thing he got going on, the Lois and Clark thing with his brother in the wheelchair.
Okay,
dude, that's all he got is you and him.
Right.
Y'all wouldn't talk.
Yeah. Oh,
so his brother doesn't know. That's what I was kind of figuring. Yeah. Like, when he's like, why you sound like
that's
that?
That's stupid.
Yeah, well, I sound like that because I got
that's a very small complaint.
I'm on fire.
It is a very small complaint, but it's just like, dude, it's just you and your brother.
Why wouldn't he know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah, watch. Yeah.
Let him protect himself.
Right.
From you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, hell, that's true. Hell that's spawn. Very true.
Right. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, 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 right.
So that's my only complaint, but I'm digging this, man. This feels like Avengers to me. I'm gonna say, man, I can't remember who the guy was that was writing Avengers for a while. One of those really intellectual writers. Avengers haven't felt like Avengers to me in years.
Right.
It's been way too much stuff going on. Way too many characters who I don't care about. You know, I like when they had like Cannonball in it, because you know he's from the New Mutants and stuff. But then like, I'll go back to Manifold and stuff like that. I don't care.
Yeah, I
like Starbrand, but I think Starbrand should have had his own book and not be in Avengers and stuff, because they were just like forcing stuff, you know. And then I just didn't like the approach. This is recognizable to what's going on in the cinematic universe. Yes and no. You know, we still understand that we got a character from television, and I'm not saying you need to stick with that always, but this is what people like about the Avengers. These are the characters people like about Avengers. It's not all this weird crap that you can't even recognize, you know, and this is a good job. Good writing.
Yeah, it's a good job.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else, Smooth? I see you looking through that.
Nope.
All right.
I was just about to peel off my free digital copy offer here.
What about you, Tiff? You good?
Yeah, I want to recommend it. If you want to follow along with us, that would be great.
Yeah, I think they released the first two within the first 2 weeks, and now I think it'll be monthly and stuff.
Ooh, Kitty Pryde and Colossus get married?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, wow, that's great. It is summertime, yeah.
Yeah, event time, right?
Right.
Yep. Anyway, that's it, man. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back with our main topic. Have y'all forgotten we're doing Deadpool today?
No, I'm excited.
The zaniness is just exuding.
So we'll be right back with our main topic. All right, we are back for 2018's Deadpool 2, 1 hour, 59 minutes, action comedy adventure, starring Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin, Maureen Baccarin, Julianne Dennison, Zazie Beetz, and that's her real name for real.
Yeah.
TJ Miller, Leslie Uggams, Karan Soni, and Brianna, well, should I give her a shout out because she was barely in the movie?
I like her.
Lots of people in this damn movie, man. Brianna, what's
Hildebrand.
That? Hildebrand. That's Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Teenage Warhead.
Who has gotten fine in her little mature self. Goodness gracious. She looked pretty good with that hairdo.
Yeah, a little makeup. Little black lipstick.
She was kind of fine. Anyway. Hey, speaking of fine, I don't know. He might not be fine, but Peter Dinley played Peter. That guy looks nothing like, man, talk about Hollywood magic.
Yeah.
You see that, Tiff?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, looks crazy.
Peter?
Yeah. That's he don't the nerd that joined the group?
Yeah, he don't look fat or nothing.
Oh, I'm going to look him up.
Peter
Dinley. Delaney.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so, man, we're going to go around the room real quick, and we're going to give our thoughts on Deadpool for all the people who haven't seen it yet. You know, they're like, well, I don't want fans of Patrol to ruin it, so I'm not going to listen to this section. So we're going to get a chance to get the hell out of here, but not yet. Smooth Daddy, what did you think of Deadpool 2?
Man, it was pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Finger licking.
So you recommend this movie?
11 Herbs and Spices.
Oh, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Tiff O'Bob, what you think of Deadpool 2?
Yeah, I really liked it. I had a good time.
Wow. And so you guys are not just saying that because it just got you, because you saw it recently, right?
Well,
I don't think so.
No, it was good, man, to me.
Okay.
I liked it. Yeah.
I checked it out last night, and I'm always cautious when I see a movie and we talk about it that quick. But I found myself having such a ball. And not only having such a ball, I found myself really connecting with some of these characters in some moments. I mean, they had some moments that weren't so funny that was kind of like giving you the feels. And I'm like, this silly movie giving me the feels. So mission accomplished on that, man. I think this is another masterpiece. I think they did it again. And I really enjoyed the shit out of it. I couldn't recommend it enough, especially for a great time, man.
Yeah.
A lot of violence, though. A lot of swearing.
Oh, so, a lot of violence.
You know, if that's an issue, don't take the kids.
Take the kids.
You're supposed to take it anyway.
He even said it in the movie. He was like, this one's not for the kiddies, boys and girls.
He was like, it was a family movie, though. He said it's a family movie.
He's like, this is a family movie, because all great family movies start with a murder.
Right. Like Bambi.
So that's gonna be it, man. We're gonna throw up some spoilers and we're gonna talk about this thing the way we want to talk about it, uninhibited. And for all you people who went and saw the movie so you can join us in the conversation, welcome, welcome, and greetings and salutations.
Yep.
So here we are, man. I think the movie humor started off a little dry. I was worried when it first
started. Oh, I loved the beginning.
Oh, well, you blow yourself up?
No, not that. That was fine.
Okay.
Okay, and then the all that murder spree inside that thing chasing after the Russian guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
he was like chasing down all the bad guys in the montage.
Right? Loved it.
Yeah, right.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, it was.
But cool.
Mm-hmm.
All the violence and the choreography and all that stuff with the sword play was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even a big sequence, but you know it took probably weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to do this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. But it's going good, man. And Ryan Reynolds is being Deadpool and, you know, telling the jokes and making fun of it that it's a movie the whole time, you know.
Right.
And that was good. A lot of this stuff from the beginning was in the trailers, right? I was like, wow, you know, I heard that they tried to do that with this movie, like put a lot of the stuff in the trailers as insignificant things in the movie, which I think they did a good job doing because it wasn't really ruined for me.
Mm-mm.
And so he meets up with Mohinder. I love Mohinder.
Yeah, I do too.
Mohinder is the heart and soul of the
DP.
I want to be a trained assassin.
You're living the dream, DP. So he's just like so earnest, right?
Yeah.
But he wants to be a contract killer.
Right.
So there's Maureen Baccarin, man. Mm-hmm. Him, I love this woman. Man, she's so fine. So fine.
Get to see her every week on Gotham.
So beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So anyway, you know, they surprised the hell out of me by murdering her in the first act. Couldn't believe it.
I was surprised, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you thinking when you see this, Tiff? I mean, it took a different turn.
I thought they'd bring her back.
Thought it was going to be like something weird or something.
A fake out, yeah.
I kind of thought that for a moment, but then with his reaction chasing down the Russians afterward to kill him, I knew it was real then.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the jokes before she got killed was kind of funny. They was kind of fault. They were like semi-funny, but not really funny to me. It was like, it seemed a little try-hard. I was like, oh, I hope the whole movie don't sit here just trying to relive everything the first one did.
Okay.
And then when she got, they upped the ante. They made it into a movie instantly to me with her being murdered the way she was. Because they was talking about having a baby and stuff.
Right, family, yeah.
And he's not even joking at that point. Right, he's happy.
No.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And
yeah, they going through names and everything.
Right. Guy comes in and murders her and he chases him down and, you know, it's with some satisfaction in the murder, man.
Right.
You like, man, please get this dude. And it happens, you know. And he murders the guy, and then next thing you know, he's in this haze, right?
Well, you know, well, he's at the bar peeing on himself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's he's in this haze of his life.
He wants to die. Yeah,
his friend Weasel is no help. Actually,
God, he's terrible.
He's the worst friend.
The worst advice ever.
Just stop talking, man.
But I like how Mohinder gets his butt into the bar working. He's like,
oh my god, he's like, I got up. It's like first step to holding the gun.
He's like sweeping up the mopping up the pee and stuff. But it's such a subtle, the subtle goofy stuff in this movie. Just like the guy talking about you won't get speaking lines anymore.
Right.
Stuff like that, man. So. You know, how does he gets over? He gets over to the X-Men, right?
Yeah, well, Colossus.
He blows himself up, and then Colossus comes and collects the parts and brings him to the X-Men.
And I knew he was going to survive because it's the comics.
Yeah, exactly.
If you leave his head there long enough, it will eventually grow a body.
Right, exactly.
So he's in that tiny little bag, and Colossus is just dragging him.
Right.
And, you know, how about some emotional range from a CG character? Pretty good in this movie,
that's
right?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Exactly.
I really like him.
Well, how did you guys feel about the CG, though?
I thought it was adequate and it did the job. I thought it was great. Matter of fact, I wasn't sitting there looking at something like, this looks so bad, you know?
And I do, like, it almost really works, like, I mean, this later happens later in the movie, but Deadpool's like, now we're going to have a CG fight.
Right,
and I like that. It's kind of almost like... The fourth wall really works for them because like that does like make you like, okay, I get it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Don't expect too much.
Right.
Don't expect too little.
So
is what it is, you know what I mean?
So he drags him into the X-Men thing, and I'm telling you, one of the best gags I thought was actually having the X-Men in the next room.
You're right, yeah.
That was really funny. Sean thought that was hilarious.
He's cussing out everybody.
Like, yeah, where's everybody at? And they're like, we don't even want to talk to you. Just
he's like,
shut the door. Yeah.
He's like talking about him. He's like, you yeah, know, exactly. this one, that one, this one, that one. And then they just close the door.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, that's good.
Right.
So I like how he's like vegging out on a car, on a couch. He's doing nothing. Then they put the trainee shirt on him. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, that was funny. And he kept saying, everybody kept calling him out, too. You're not. Yeah, you're a trainee.
I just think he just looked ridiculous.
It did.
He's all hype walking up. So this kid, man, Tiff. I was so worried about this whole kid thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was just
for
like,
me?
From, I was worried. Because I don't, you hate it. You super hate it. I hate it too.
Yeah, the badass kid. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But this.
But this wasn't bad.
No, this kid was all right.
It kind of worked, yeah.
But it wasn't because, I think it's because my problem is the badass kid. This kid isn't badass. He has powers and he's been hurt.
Right.
So they arrive on the scene, and what a conundrum they walk into, because every, you know, for a person walking up on a scene of this, you wouldn't really know what's going on. We got cops up there, you know, being extra macho. You got the hospital staff, you know, and you don't really know what to make of them. And then, you know, the X-Men come down, and they're almost greeted as heroes, which I was like, wow, that's a little strange, you know.
Well, yeah, in this world, they're recognized, and yeah, you know,
kind of the comics that happens from time to time too, right. You know. And so they land, and that whole sequence I thought was good with the boy with the fire hands and all that stuff.
You know that lab was what Sinister's, right?
Was it?
Yeah, SX. That's Sinister.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Nice pull.
There's a lot of stuff in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
little Easter eggs.
They take them both to jail, right?
Well, my favorite thing is when he's like, "Oh, he abused me," and then Deadpool's like, "Pop, pop, pop," and starts like killing the people.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, "Oh no, no, no!"
Yeah, right. Yeah, Colossus is like, "Yeah, that's it, man. I can't even." He's like, "I'm done with you."
He that was pretty good, man.
Right. Yeah.
Because the kid was putting his foot in everybody's cheeks.
Yeah.
And you know, your boy gets beat up, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they in jail.
Right.
And they in jail, jail.
Yeah.
They're like mutant jail. What
is it, the cooler? Is it called the cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With collars.
The icebox. Yeah.
The icebox, that's right.
Everything. Great bit of writing, in my opinion, with his cancer coming immediately back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my thought. I'm like, what's the end game with him? Do they just let him die because he has the collar on, or do they let him heal up every once in a while, or what?
We let him suffer. Like, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, that seemed like in that prison, they just did not give a shit about them at all.
Now, after the woman dies, all the jokes just, in my opinion, just starts hitting it like hard. I mean, but they're so good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, every time he told a racist joke, I just thought it was hilarious, man. You know, I was just like, it was so funny because it wasn't bad in taste.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think any of the jokes were all bad taste, but they wouldn't like
purposely
bad taste.
Yeah, right.
Cause when what's the guy's name? Black Steve or something like that.
Black Tom. Of course he's not black.
And he was like, "Is your superpower cultural appropriation?"
Oh God! I'm like, this is too much, man.
Right. But when that little kid talks about his prison wallet,
oh yeah, he's like, "I can
and
hear
then,
you,"
and then he's like, "I hear you rummaging in there."
Right. Yeah.
That kid, I couldn't tell if he was really that big because he looked built so weird.
I think he was a fat kid, but he's not as fat as they made him in the movie.
Man, yeah, because he looked, like you said, he looked dopey. Like,
it looked weird. Yeah, it looked weird, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just want to say, though, shouts out to Julian Dennison because I thought he was an excellent little actor, man.
He did do a good job. How old is he really? Maybe like 16?
I don't know. But
yeah, I liked when he kept getting punched in the face.
Why is he? Oh, he's had quite a career. No wonder why he's good. He's from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So his first movie was in 2002, and
he was born in 2002.
Yeah. So he's my daughter's age. He's 15.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's the little guy.
Yep. He is with that funky, filthy mouth. But I like it though, man. I like the relationship that him and Deadpool had when he was trying to, you know, he was like, "I'll protect you," trying to be a badass. Yeah. How about when he was getting drilled in the face by
that
dude?
That's what I was gonna say. He kept getting punched. That was so funny. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna
find the biggest guys in the yard."
Pop. Shut up.
I was like,
"Ooh,
this kid doesn't learn, man."
Yeah, right.
So anyway, man, you know, this kid, we see it happening, right? This kid is like, Deadpool rejects him.
Yeah.
And then we have the introduction of Josh Brolin's Cable.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Smooth.
Yes.
You probably busting at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about Cable?
Spot on. I liked he was spot on to me. I thought there was, they looked at the comic book. They got it right.
What about you, Tiff?
I loved it. I thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, I really wanted the Lang actor to do him, but damn, Josh Brolin is a good actor.
Man.
What can't he do?
Right.
I mean, really? I mean, what the hell can't Josh Brolin pull off?
Yeah, what character?
I knew it was over with when he did Tommy Lee Jones. I was like, goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in Men in Black. But this was good. It looked awesome. The CG with the arm and damn, it looked good.
I even like when Deadpool pointed out, hey, yeah, even though he's 6'7" in the comic book, this guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
I did not know that until the end when they were all walking.
Yeah, right.
I said, he is little.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Ryan Reynolds points that out.
He pointed out. Yeah, I love that, though. You know what I'm saying? I love that. I love all that.
Because he's like 6'6 in the comic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big fella.
Yeah. Big ass dude that everybody wants to beat up.
Sorry. I just want to talk about how much I love Negasonic Teenage Warhead and Yukio.
Now, I thought Yukio was going to get on my damn nerves, but that joke, it nailed it every time. Even at the end.
Right. Hey,
Wade.
Hey, Wade.
Hey, Yukio. Even at the end.
Right.
I thought it was going to be so bad, but every time she did it, man, with that look, because she just kept it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it was great. And Negasonic Teenage Warhead, she hated him so much. Right. Every time he said something, she was just like, "Oh God, that bastard!"
Right. she's like, don't." And she's like, "I like him." Yeah.
So let's talk about X-Force, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a theory about it though.
What's your theory?
My theory is that when they showed X-Force and what they did to him, I think they did that for all the nerds out there that was so pumped that X-Force was gonna be in the movie, that you know, you got these guys that are like, yeah, he does this,
and then you just take it away from him.
Exactly. That's why I think they did it like that, man.
So I like the whole build up for
it. Right. Yeah, exactly.
You got Terry Crews clown self in there, you know.
Right.
You got the pretty Asian dude comes in, you know, with all that hair.
Yeah, Shatterstar.
And I just really, I'm like, when I saw the hair, I was like, well, how is that tactically functional? But I just, you know, to myself, I just whatever. And my favorite was Peter. You know,
of course, everyone's favorite.
Right.
But
Sugar Bear.
I like Mohinder's reaction to Peter even more.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right. I've been doing all this shit.
I'm so glad they left that out of the trailer.
Yeah, he was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, right. Like, I've been doing all this shit, man. This dude just get on like that. Are you serious?
So they do this little montage getting him.
Mm-hmm.
Even the invisible guy who ended up being Brad Pitt that I didn't even realize until I saw the credits.
Yeah, thanks, Tiff, because she pointed that out.
But then we got Domino into the fray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved her.
Oh, God. Could she not be hotter? Oh, yeah. Just
everything about
her. Oh, my.
Even God. The CG Domino.
Oh, I'm so Tiff. Oh, God. But they did the character so well.
Yeah, they did.
Because it's an always mentioned in comic book. Yo, mutant powers, luck. How does that work? Yeah, you know, but there's several characters like that. You got
Longshot.
You got Felicia Hardy. Her power is luck. Her power is luck. And to see it actually, when they was having that chase, to see it.
Right, yeah,
he's like, yeah, good luck with that,
right.
Filming that.
Right.
Masterful.
It was.
But we get ahead of ourselves. They wipe out the entire team.
Oh, man, that was so funny.
Yes.
It was funny how they did it, though, because you didn't really.
After the second one, I was like, uh-oh. I was like, they wiping them all.
Right.
So much for X-Force with this big entrance.
I do like the fact that
after they get wiped out and it's just Domino and Deadpool, they keep saying X-Force.
Right.
Yeah, he's on the scooter. What? I mean,
it's a comic book.
Bravo.
We're watching a comic book.
But this whole sequence taking down this mutant train was awesome. I mean, the Domino sequence I could watch 90 billion times.
Yeah, it's so good.
Because she's fighting this dude and up, down, all around. Cable's the bad guy at this point.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome, man. What you're seeing with this luck interfering in everything. And she doesn't get an effing scratch.
Not one.
And lands on the bear, comes walking out smiling.
Right,
she
knows, right.
And she's so sexy when she's doing the tip. I'm sorry. She is beautiful.
She is.
Oh, God. She's so sexy.
Who else was? Did we give credit to Blind Al?
Let's go back to Blind Al.
Let's go back to Blind Al, baby.
Dude. Okay, so he goes to her when he has nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had no idea this woman was so fine back in the day. Man.
Bad Mamma Jamma.
Listeners, do yourself a favor and just IMDb. Yes. Blind Owl. Her name is Leslie Uggams.
Uggams.
Hot damn, she was fine.
Ain't no Uggams about that. Man,
she's not even a bad looking woman now.
No, she's
dude, not. Oh my God, what a career.
Yeah, she was in Roots.
She is gorgeous.
What else was she in?
She was in so much stuff. She was on Magnum P.I. She's been on so much stuff. Her career is so long. Yeah. But what a gorgeous woman. But
yeah, she's
good. I love the scene when she pulls out the gun and pointed the wrong way when Cable comes in. Anyway.
I love it when she was like, when it's like he was making all that noise. I figured she heard him.
Yeah, I did too.
He'll say when he got the cup. Was that cocaine?
That was threw it. Oh my God, when he punches himself in the face.
That's what LeBron.
Right. Oh my God.
But you know what? I'm glad they gave her purpose in this movie, mm-hmm. other than just something to laugh at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because that relationship, she cared about him.
Right.
You know, tell him to get off his ass and, you know, do something. So they didn't let the movie just be a bunch of hot, stupid jokes, mm-hmm. which they were so easy to do.
It would be.
But they didn't. Mm-hmm. They gave other characters time to act, mm-hmm. and to actually have some depth to the character, and they did that with Blind Al in this, and I thought that was great.
So Cable is going to torture his friend, and he's like, I'm going to go down in a list,
right?
And you know, and I'm going to start with one, and it's going to be bending something that doesn't bend, and he's like, oh, I'm going to stop you there. I will not get to two.
Weasel was such a weasel.
Yeah, right.
Man, he was terrible. I'm sorry, he is what he was, though, right?
Right? Weasel, yeah.
He was just like, listen, it ain't going to happen. What else you want to know?
Right, exactly. I'll tell you anything you want to know,
dude. He gives it all up.
Right. You ain't got to touch me.
Oh, man. So they take down the train, and they release the Juggernaut. And only reason why I knew it was a Juggernaut because of some spoilers on the internet.
Yeah,
that's, bastards.
Yeah, that's how I knew, too.
And I think it was officials, people, like, spoiling and stuff, you know. Yeah. Deadpool, Juggernaut possibly in Deadpool. You bastards!
So ain't no.
Well,
possible.
Mike was like, as soon as they punched the thing, he was like, "Oh my God, it's Juggernaut." He didn't know from the thing, but he was like, he leaned over to me and was like, "Oh my God, it's Juggernaut."
Yeah, I knew it was Juggernaut only because of that. But that was a good way for them to introduce it because they kept that mystery for a while.
They did.
They did.
He almost looked werewolfy at first when you saw the hand and stuff. I was like, is it a creature?
Right.
So he comes out, the kid is like calling the shots, and it's the comic book Juggernaut.
Right,
it's Charles's half brother.
Right, yeah.
It's the helmet.
Right.
It's every, and he's massive, man.
Big.
Yeah.
Big as shit, yeah.
So I love it that they go get Colossus. And he does the little radio thing. I forgot what movie that is. I love that movie.
Right. I know you're talking
about John Cusack.
Right.
So, you know, they have Colossus now. They go into the school. They got to stop this dude. He gives them 30 seconds to talk him out of killing him.
Yeah,
and
that was cool.
That CG
fight, I love it when they become friends.
Yeah.
Or you know, accomplices.
Annoying, strange bedfellows is what they are. And that's in the comic, it's kind of the same way.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, it is.
Yeah, like he gets on his damn nerves, but he's useful.
Right, yeah.
Deadpool is useful.
Right.
But, you know, back to this last thing, you know, the kid is in the school, like burning the whole thing up.
Right.
I love the Domino goes in there and just wrecks shop with that room.
I just love how she shrugs. She's like, oh, that happened. It's so good.
She's like, we need a bus. Bam. She's
right,
like,
yeah.
Ah!
Right, yeah.
So great. So great. But when he says, now with CG fight, man, what a great fight, though, man.
Yeah, it was good.
I like when he first seen him. He's like, you're my hero ever since X-Men 40.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
His name and all, you know what I'm saying?
When he fanboyed out on him, right?
Right.
That was great. Right. And he's using, like, actual, like, appearances and stuff. And
right.
The fight was good, man.
It was.
Colossus, you know, normally in movies, they do Colossus so bad, man. You know, he's not powerful enough.
Right.
Colossus is a monster, man. And going toe-to-toe with the Juggernaut, I was like, have I ever seen this before? I don't know if I've ever seen him go toe-to-toe. So I was excited, man, you know?
Well, I mean, it is. Like I said, it was in the book.
But, you know, I don't know about the sticking the cord up the cheeks.
That was Deadpool.
That was
man.
A little, yeah.
That was Deadpool.
It was Deadpool. It was a little too far for me.
Yeah, it's very Deadpool.
I was like, fuck.
Electrocuting him, yeah, that's it was
crazy. And you got the, you know, I never did see Yukio. Was that her name? Yukio? I didn't see her power. What was her power? Oh, she did electricity.
She was like a electrified stuff, yeah.
I don't. Do you know who she is? She in the comics?
No. They said
she might be. Is she not a new X-Men?
She might be a new mutant or something.
They had something about her. They said that she's not who you think she is.
Oh, okay.
She's like, she's super or something like that.
I thought it might have made it thinking that she might have been Lady Deathstrike.
You know, Teenage Negasonic Warhead is such a minor character in the book that, I mean, so, you know, it was kind of cool that they can do so much with her. But that whole fight at the place was great.
It was.
And I love how Mohinder takes the dude out in the end. You know, they're gonna go to the moral high ground.
Oh, with the trip,
they're gonna let him live. Right. You know, and then boom, he's so happy because he cracked his drawers walking in there. Right, he like, oh, I think I'm too soft to be here. Cable looked great in this whole thing.
He did
the whole shield. Like, I mean, with the shield when they were shooting at him, when his
looked magnet, different from the trailer too. So I appreciated that.
Yeah, when the magnet gun, the gun would automatically.
Yeah.
Come back to him and stuff.
I like how they did all his gadgets because that's how it is. He has all kind of stuff that, you know.
Yeah.
So the bear gets turned back and they say Hope is his daughter, which if you read the books, you know who Hope is. But not his daughter in the books.
Right.
But Hope is a big deal, Tiff. Yeah. I mean, a huge deal in the X-Men universe.
Messiah.
And so I was going to leave with the end credits.
Oh, aren't you glad you didn't?
And I didn't know if I seen them all, though, because I saw them reverse time.
You saw them all.
Okay.
But if you saw them reverse time, you saw the best one and the only one. There's two.
Yeah, there's two of them. When he killed the old Deadpool in the
movie. I saw that. That was pretty good.
That was good. That was really good.
He was sitting there like.
He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then I saw the reversal of time thing, and so I thought that was pretty interesting.
So I'm pretty sure that. Without us seeing it, that all the X-Force characters probably got them. You know, they're probably not dead.
I think he only saved Peter.
Had a good time, man.
Oh, I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Love it.
Recommended for anybody, you know, and if you're listening to this, you didn't see it too, so I'm sure you had a good time. I would like to know if somebody, you know, hated it. But if you did hate it, then you just shouldn't have saw the movie anyway because you wouldn't have liked it. If you didn't like the first one, you definitely wouldn't like this one. But I'm going to tell you, though, man, this whole sequence with him going back with, you know, to his lady and he couldn't come in. Man, I had the feels on some of this stuff, man.
That was good. That was really good. That showed a different, that showed some depth.
The movie took a turn and gave you more of a real movie.
Yeah, that was good.
With him trying to get, you know, into heaven with her stuff.
He's like, I don't want to be down here no more.
Right. Yeah. So good. And then when he turned into like his pretty self.
Right.
That was,
yes. It was nice, man.
Yeah. She's like, it's not the right time. Cable didn't save you.
Yeah, I thought, man, see, that's the stuff to me which made it great.
Mm-hmm.
Which took it from just being a bunch of zany antics to all the stuff involving her and their world and him, you know, losing her and that. I was
it gave it a lot of purpose.
Absolutely. Him getting saved with the little coin and stuff.
Right. That was really cool. Yeah, right.
It's all very touching.
Yeah, it was nice stuff, man. So, total recommend from Montego. Smooth, already said.
Yeah, this is,
total recommend for me.
Total recommend from Tiff. Everybody loves it. Go check it out, y'all. You can, tomorrow, the show will come out tomorrow. You'll still have a free day for some of you workers out there. You won't have to go to work, you know.
Yeah. Listen to us while you're barbecuing and stuff.
You know, because some people like stuff spoiled like you, Smooth.
Yeah,
So, don't mind.
Yeah, you guys be throwing up on yourself and stuff all day tomorrow. And listen to this, too.
All right. So that's it, man. We can't do damn thing. We got it done. And next week we got Solo. We're gonna go check out Solo.
Solo.
I wonder if he in the movie. I don't know. I don't know. You know, so anyway, y'all. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite regenerated crew here. Tivobot, say goodbye to the people.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And the Smooth one himself.
SMOOVE spells, you know what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Bisque. Next week, we definitely got some Solo. I'm actually kind of pumped to see it because I've been hearing pretty good things about it, even though there's some, you know, they tried to tear it up when it first got released. Right, you know, we'll check it out. We'll let y'all know the real deal from the fans' point of view. And until next week, y'all, we will be
on Patrol.